Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and back in studio to help us discuss the continuing effort to sack Mitt Romney is Joe Scott of Pro-Life Colorado. Joe, the protests we've done and our anti-Romney work of the last 2 weeks, it keeps percolating and reaching more and more people.
That's fabulous. We need to reach them. They need to see what's going on.
Yeah. And so not only are there new significant blogs that have come online are posting our Romney fairy tale video and our Romney profile at prolifeprofiles.com, but I had the opportunity to go on to KHAL Radio yesterday during drive time, 5 to 5:30, and talk to, was sort of grilled by, the pro-lifer and the pro-choice, pro-abortion host, Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman.
Right, I heard you.
It was very
interesting.
It was. I enjoyed it, but I think the key moment came after I was done at 5:30, and then there were, I think, three callers. Two were against my position, at least one being a pro-lifer,
right,
and another was very much for what we were doing to expose Mitt Romney. And he really got under Dan Kaplis's skin.
Wow.
But I'd like to read what Craig Silverman said to Dan Kaplis. This is, I think, the key moment in the program and on the whole issue. And then Dan Kaplis's response, where even though Dan is saying he disagrees with us, our tactics,
right,
he came out and agreed with our fundamental point. That if, in fact, Mitt Romney is lying and he's pro-abortion, then you should not vote for him. It doesn't matter what, if he's a child killer. Dan eventually agreed with that. Let me read the excerpt of what he said, and then we'll see if our producer can get it ready, and we'll actually hear the audio.
Oh, great.
All right, so here we go. So Craig Silverman says, as you've articulated, Dan, you're going to vote for Mitt Romney regardless over Barack Obama. And the regardless meant regardless of his position on abortion, because that was the whole topic.
Right.
And Dan Kaplis answered this. He said, please don't. Now, I'll excerpt it, okay? You'll hear, you know, a few other comments, but here's the excerpt. Please don't misunderstand me. If I'm missing something about Romney, factually, historically, if he truly is not pro-life, well, then I wouldn't vote for him. So if there's a question out there, I want to find the answer to it. There have been all sorts of candidates who call themselves pro-life and then don't act that way. I, as a consumer, want to make sure that I'm not fooled.
Okay.
So, yeah, we agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm in complete agreement with Dan Kaplis on that. If he is not pro-life, then we cannot vote for him because that means he supports killing children, and that's even worse than being bad on the economy.
Yeah.
That's worse than being bad on healthcare when healthcare means killing children. So what I'd like to do is hear that, and then, Joe, the video that you guys worked on with American Right to Life back just a couple years ago, the Ann Coulter hangups.
Yeah, that's funny.
Has really hit four conservative talk show hosts from around the country interviewed Ann Coulter on all 50,000 watt stations.
Wow.
Boston and down in Florida, Orlando or somewhere in Florida, I forget. Here at Denver, Colorado, Greg Jackson. And Ann had to go each time. I mean, the biggest media outlet in Iowa, Steve Dace in the afternoon. And she always has to go. So it's called the Ann Coulter Hangups. So what we'll do after we hear this from Craig and Dan, then we'll listen to the audio of that YouTube video. It's got about 47,000 views so far. And it begins to lay out the case about Romney that Dan Kaplis is saying, well, I'd like to know. All right, You ready? Let's hear it from Cahill yesterday.
I think Mitt Romney may pick up votes in Colorado rather than lose them because, as you've articulated, Dan, you're going to vote for Mitt Romney regardless over Barack Obama because you view Barack Obama as so bad on this issue. And I dare say that with this equivocation maybe on the part of Mitt Romney, a lot of pro-choice people might say, you know what? Maybe I can give Mitt Romney a vote, too.
Well, first of all, and please don't misunderstand me, I like Mitt Romney, and right now I'd be very comfortable with him as president of the United States. But if I'm missing something about him, factually, historically, if he truly is not pro-life, well, then I wouldn't vote for him. So, you know, if there's a question out there, I want to find the answer to it. You know, there have been all sorts of candidates out there who call themselves pro-life and then don't act that way. And, you know, I, as a consumer, want to make sure I'm not fooled.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm all for getting the information to him.
Yeah. Dan, I know that when he said that at that moment, some of his listeners texted to him the Romney profile.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Others sent him links to this Ann Coulter Hangups YouTube video that we're about to play the audio from. Now, the Romney campaign put out a press release when American Right to Life first published this profile and their television ads against Mitt Romney for funding tax-funded abortion. Their first press release said myth number one, myth. It's not true. It's a myth that the health care in Massachusetts that Romney gave to the state, that the Massachusetts Healthcare Connector pays for abortions. They said that's a myth. It's not true.
Yeah, well, that was a myth.
I mean, that for them to say that, Romney Care, out of the box, it came funding abortion. They didn't fund tonsillectomies before they funded abortion. That was the first basic package included abortion, and you could get free abortions, free, depending on your income level, or $50 copay or $100 copay abortions. It's part of the basic package of coverage from Romney Care. Have I been saying Romney? Sometimes I say Obama.
Well, it's Romney.
I get the two confused.
Yeah.
So Romney Care. Obamacare doesn't do that. Abortion is not part of the basic package of services from Obamacare, but it is from Romney Care.
Isn't Obamacare kind of the model for Obamacare is Romney Care?
Right.
Yeah.
Obama, you know, partly for political cover, he modeled a good part of his Obamacare after Mitt Romney, because if a Republican did it, and a Republican that people want to put at the head of the party, if he did it, then how could it be that bad to Republican voters?
So what you're saying is Obamacare is like Romney Care light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in some way, right, because Romney Care is worse than Obamacare.
Right.
As far as killing innocent children paid for with tax dollars. And so their first claim was that Romney Care doesn't pay for abortion. Well, that was exploded on the Pro-Life Profiles website. You see on Romney's profile, you see sort of the stubs from the government literature and from the government web pages where it includes abortion as part of the basic package of services.
Right.
So they said it didn't. And you know why they say that, Joe? Because Sean Hannity is not going to call him on it. Because Sean Hannity is in love with Mitt Romney.
That's right.
I mean, I don't think he's ready to give up his wife for Mitt Romney.
Let's hope
but
not.
He seems to be in love just the same way Ann Coulter was in love with Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you said was.
Was. Yeah, she's starting. Well, have you noticed? Has she started to change a little bit regarding Mitt Romney or no?
Well, I saw her earlier this month. She was not so enthralled with Romney. It looks more like she's interested in Chris Christie. She even said on CNN that Romney would lose if he runs.
That if Romney is the Republican nominee for president, that Obama would beat Romney.
Right.
Yeah, and she said the problem with Romney is that he gave us Romney Care, which is so similar to Obamacare.
Right.
And so if Obamacare is one of the main reasons, the other big reason to fear Obama is because the rumors are he's going to start supporting homosexual marriage.
Oh, I think Romney already did that.
Romney already did that. Massachusetts was the first state in the country to have homosexual marriage, and it was by Romney's executive order. Single-handedly, he ordered the state to issue homosexual marriage licenses. So what, we're afraid of Obama for a number of reasons, including government-run health care that might fund abortion and homosexual marriage and similar destruction of morality and the Christian worldview and the family. And Mitt Romney is way ahead of Obama, so that if Dan Kaplis, if these things are true and Dan Kaplis ends up supporting Mitt Romney, he might not realize it, he wouldn't admit it, but he's turning the Republican Party into Obama supporters.
That's right.
That's what he's doing. He's gutting. He'd be destroying the Republican Party. There is less and less difference between the two parties, and that is increasingly clear with, you know, we get Bob Dole. We got John McCain.
Right.
And we get Mitt Romney.
So, there's no difference. Bob, you can go to prolifeprofiles.com/Romney and see his whole record, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people need to go to see that.
Yeah.
And that's what was sent
to Dan
Kaplis yesterday.
And Dan should see, because he said, hey, if there's if I've missed something, Dan, what you missed is his record.
He missed the barn. He missed the barn in front of him.
He missed the forest.
Yeah.
He missed it all. I mean, how could you? Romney lied, and then Ann Coulter swore to it. Romney said that he governed as a pro-lifer, and Ann Coulter swore to it.
Yeah.
And on the show yesterday, I laid out, and to his credit, Dan Kaplis gave me the opportunity to lay out the case that Mitt Romney lied when he said he was pro-life and that he's a pro-abort.
Right.
And so, in fact, some of it was pretty funny, because we went through what he has done since. Since he's,
he said he was a pro-lifer.
Yeah. And it's pretty intense. He has gone back and forth so many times. The Boston Globe said that Mitt Romney has now flip-flop-flipped with an Olympic-caliber double twist. They said he has flipped more than is ever humanly imagined to be possible.
Well, maybe he should get an Olympic medal.
Yeah, I think so. He was the head of the Olympics, right, in Salt Lake City.
That's right.
So I got to point out, with Craig and Dan listening and their audience, that on the Romney profile, there's a summary at the top, and it says this. Romney was pro-choice in 1994, pro-life in 2001, pro-choice in 2002, pro-life in 2004, pro-choice in 2005, life in 2006. Then he funded, tax-funded abortion in 2006. He put Planned Parenthood on a permanent seat on a Massachusetts state health board.
That's right.
Planned Parenthood, the abortionists. He didn't put pro-lifers there. He put a pro-abortion Democratic judge on the courts. He did so many pro-abortion things all after he said he became a pro-lifer so he could be a Republican nominee for president. So he's just lying.
Right. He's lying. You don't change your mind on life like that.
Right.
If you know a child is a child from the moment of fertilization, one day you don't know the next day that it's not. I mean,
right.
That's just a lie.
Yeah, he's a liar. And on homosexual marriage, he's totally fabricated a fantasy that the Massachusetts Supreme Court ordered him to issue homosexual marriage licenses. It's like there is no such ruling. He mentioned the Goodrich decision. I've read that decision. You could read it. It's linked to. Go to prolifeprofiles.com. That decision doesn't even mention the governor, doesn't even mention him, or the executive branch. It doesn't say that Massachusetts must institute homosexual marriage. Here's what it does say. And they're liberal, of course, the Massachusetts Supreme Court. They say that the legislature should reconsider the matter. That's it. That's what they said.
So he has to make it legal.
Implemented it. He turned them into activist judges. They're trying not to be activist judges and to make law, and he turned them into it. Same thing with abortion and tax-funded abortion through Romney Care. So why don't we – so Dan Kaplis, if you can, try to send Dan Kaplis a letter, an email, and just with some tidbit about Mitt Romney's record as a pro-abort. So let's hear now from YouTube – the American Right to Life Channel, American RTL, the Ann Coulter hang-ups.
Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host, and now the latest bestseller. Wow, it looks like Ann Coulter is guilty. Come on. Oh, no. That's the title of her latest tour de force against liberals. So welcome back, Ann Coulter, to Bob Inyar Live.
Thank you. Great to be here, Bob.
Some of our memorable moments have been interviewing Ann. And you wrote that Romney governed as a pro-lifer, and I'm wondering if you would reconsider that since he authorized funding for elective abortions in his Romney care. He line item vetoed that socialist health care package 8 times to conform it to his view of a good health care program. They call it Romney care, and he authorized elective tax-funded surgical abortions.
Okay, well, you can take it up with the pro-life and anti-life groups in Massachusetts. I'm quoting them. Let's move on.
I'd rather not, because he also...
Okay, I don't want to go on and on about Romney.
Well,
I really,
Ann,
I'm here to talk about the book. Ann, I don't really care about Romney.
You,
if you're obsessed with Romney, then...
No, he authorized tax-funded surgical abortions.
Okay, you know
elective.
What? My mother's waiting to have dinner with me. We're going to head off to dinner, but it's been great talking to you, Bob.
All right. I didn't think you want to answer those questions, Ann. I think you're afraid to.
You supported Mitt Romney. Now, I, again, was very vocal about Romney, basically because, you know, I mean, you're very good at calling people out for lying and deception. You know, Romney calls himself a Christian when a Mormon, according to biblical Christianity, a Mormon's no more a Christian than a Muslim is.
I mean, this is a guy who went to Harvard Business School and Bain Capital. He's a Mormon because that was what his family was. I think the important point is he's a Christian, and the rest of it are bells and whistles. And
the final
point I'd make, and I really have to go, you can't hold me, someone's waiting for me.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then, in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later...
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice, I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in South Carolina selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote.
Well, our next guest on Dace in the Afternoon is a woman that needs little or no introduction. Her name is Ann Coulter. And it's a pleasure to have you on Dace in the Afternoon here on the largest media outlet in the First in the Nation caucus state.
That's fantastic. I feel like I should be running for president.
I want to play something for you. Mary Matlin,
right,
but another very outspoken woman and Republican and activist, was on the show. I'd love to get your comment on it. Here it is.
Mitt Romney's health care plan that he's applauding. You can get an abortion for $50 in his health care plan. I mean, come on. What he's bragging about having done is a health care program that pays for abortion.
And when Mary Matlin came on this show and said that Mitt Romney signed into law legislation in Massachusetts that would provide $50 copay abortions, is that true?
I don't know the details on that. He was in Massachusetts. What his defenders say, this is something obviously a lot of people have looked at, is that state law already covered abortions.
I am Ann, the product of a 15-year-old mom who got pregnant at 14 right as Roe versus Wade was becoming law and chose not to abort me. My wife, her mother, is the product of a rape. We get married. So, I mean, this is an issue I care deeply about, and I know that you do as well. So let me ask you this question. If they came to you and said, you have to sign this into law and also guarantee that we're going to provide $50 abortion copays and put Planned Parenthood on the state board, knowing how much of a conviction the life issue for you is, would you have done that?
I don't know. I don't know the details.
You have to say about Romney. He tricked liberals into voting for him.
says Romney tricked liberals. No, Ann, he tricked you because liberals voted for him because he instituted gay marriage, authorized Romney care, funded elective abortion.
Governor Romney's candidacy for presidency. I think he's probably our best candidate. I like a guy. I like a guy who hoodwinks liberals so easily. And also, the one thing that does have I have a very soft spot for is that I love Mormons. And
there was a lot of argument about where did gay marriage come from. So I went out and I talked to a friend of mine who's Oxford educated and lives in Massachusetts. And his name is John Haskins. Here's what he said.
Wait, is this whole thing going to be about Romney?
Gave no orders to anyone, not to the governor, not to anybody in the executive branch. No orders were issued. The attorney for the plaintiffs came out after the opinion was issued and told the media that unless the legislature changed the law, there would be no effect. Romney opposed a marriage amendment to define marriage between one man and one woman. And the court in that case said they could not order the governor or the legislature to perform any duties, constitutional or otherwise. Court could not change this law. The court had said any change to marriage law would have to come from the legislature in a previous ruling. Mitt Romney did this on his own, fulfilling a promise he made to the log cabin homosexual Republicans.
Yeah, who's that, Ann? That's a friend of mine who's an activist out in Massachusetts. His name is John Haskins.
Clearly.
Now, here,
okay, you know what? That's a lie. He doesn't know the law. He didn't go to a good law school. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. I've heard this from the anti-Romney fanatics a million times, and
so
I don't want to spend this whole interview talking about Romney.
Well, I didn't either.
John,
that's why I waited for 20 minutes until we got there.
On about Romney.
I agree.
Like,
listen,
Churchill's definition of a fanatic is a man who can't change his mind and won't change the subject. I don't want to talk about Romney. I'm here to talk about my book and you anti-Romney fanatics spreading these crazy lies. I mean, this is on the order of the Obama, whether he was born in the United States. This is the equivalent on the left wing of the 9/11 truth.
So do you think John, this is why I'm asking you.
The person you just quoted is wrong, and he's either a bad lawyer or he's a liar.
Okay.
Because that's crazy.
Well, here's
that
why. This is why I think our audience.
The Supreme Court of Massachusetts directed the legislature and the governor to allow gay marriage.
It's Dace in the Afternoon.
Best-selling author Greg Jackson, he's even hosted CPAC as the MC, the annual conference for conservatives. Ann Coulter explicitly says there was an order directing Romney to enact gay marriage. Is that true?
Absolutely false. And I am going to issue a challenge in front of your audience right now. I will challenge Ann Coulter $1 million to produce the court order that she's talking about that supposedly forced Mitt Romney to issue marriage licenses. If she can produce that order, I will give $1 million, have to mortgage my house, to the best, most authentic pro-life organization, American Right to Life, our friend Brian Rohrbaugh, the authentic Right to Life group. And if she fails to prove it, then she has to give $1 million. How's that for a challenge, Ann?
So now the screen says Romney is the litmus test. Leaders who we want to trust who failed us include Focus on the Family when they said in a video, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. And conservative media misrepresenting Romney includes, well, so many, too many to mention here. And the Romney litmus test, the leaders who should have known better but have supported him, Focus on the Family, National Right to Life, Jay Sekulow, on and on, Family Research Council, Bob Jones University, and
talking to you crazy Romney truthers.
Well, this is the reason I asked you, Ann, is because I know that you're someone that has a lot of courage and takes a lot of scrutiny.
Okay, but I'm not going to keep answering this. So we're talking about my book or I'm leaving.
Okay, well, this is about the book because I know that he's in the book.
It's about the book. It's your crazy anti-Romney theories. Next, you're going to be talking about Building 7 at the World Trade Center.
Ann, thank you for being very generous with your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So, Joe, at the end of that video, the YouTube gives an analysis of videos of what's the hot part of the video.
Yeah.
And it's a 10-minute video, which on YouTube, that's a long video, and it's got 47,000 views. And not the average public, The average public doesn't tune into a video like this.
Right.
These are people who are politically active, especially pro-lifers, conservatives, and Christians, Christian leaders. And so the last couple screens talk about the leaders who have either endorsed Romney or strongly supported him. And it says these are leaders that we want to trust but who have failed us. And it begins with Focus on the Family. They produced a political video saying we are so similar to Mitt Romney. So
that was a tragedy.
Yeah, that's their vice president of public policy. It's not like it was an accident. That's Tom Minnery.
Right.
And so then also conservative media misrepresenting the pro-abortion, pro-homosexual liberal Romney include National Review, Town Hall, Rush Limbaugh, Bill Bennett, Dennis Prager, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity.
So who didn't endorse him?
Yeah. Or
American Right to Life.
Right. Or, yeah, right. Or endorse or support. They didn't all endorse him, but strongly, strongly supported him, basically misrepresented him as a pro-family conservative when he's about as bad as Obama on the moral issues.
Worse.
Worse. He's done far worse. He instituted, up until now, Obama has said he's against homosexual marriage. Now, he's a liar, but that's what he said publicly. Mitt Romney instituted homosexual marriage. He forced it on the state of Massachusetts. Now, much of the state wanted it. They didn't care. But the first state to legalize homosexual marriage was Massachusetts by Mitt Romney's hand, and he did it in a total disregard for the law. Total disregard for the law.
Right.
Because the governor can't just, according to their constitution, he just can't make laws and change the laws. But he just did it because he could get away with it and he thought it would help his political career.
And it probably has.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Right. Especially with a lot of Republican, the power base of the Republican Party, which would be perfectly happy with homosexual marriage. So it's no longer an issue.
Right.
Just like they're perfectly happy with abortion. They just want the issue to go away. They don't want abortion to go away.
No. What would they have, the Republican Party, have to offer us if abortion went away?
Right.
Nothing.
Right. So then the last screen of the YouTube video, the Ann Coulter hangups, is the list of pro-life leaders who should have known better. And Joe, it's just astounding. I mean, really astounding. It names names.
Yes.
And they're most of the big names in the pro-life movement support an obvious hardcore pro-abortion. Thank you, Joe Scott. Those in the audience, please help us out. God bless you. One of my lifelong heroes, a 20-year congressman, worked with Ronald Reagan to fight abortion at a federal level. This is Congressman Bob Dornan. Bob, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Reverend Bob Enyart, for the rest of my life, I'm indebted to you. I got your documentary, Focus on the Strategy, that you gave me seven simple words that I will never look at another piece of pro-life legislation without saying those words.
But what are those seven words?
And then you can kill the baby.
It's a bad law if it says, and then you could kill the baby.
And then you can kill the baby. If you do this, that real notification, your documentary, everybody in America who wants to be part of a good fight, they must get that documentary on the strategy.
Thank you, Bob Dornan. That was Bob Dornan, U.S. Congressman, fought for life for many years. We appreciate him and are thrilled with his endorsement for our video, Focus on the Strategy.